Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. It's playoff week, and the Patriots are preparing for a team that actually looks a lot like them. The Colts' impressive win over the Kansas City Chiefs amazes no one in the locker room. The Patriots are preparing for the Colts' very, very best here in Foxborough on Saturday. So hear what they had to say about preparing for the Colts, Andrew Luck, and much more in this edition of Locker Room Uncut.
First, I think he throwed a deep ball exceptionally. I mean, put a lot of touch on it, and he could throw it just about as far as he wants to. So besides that, he's smart, man. He come in. I know he prepared throughout the week because he's smart. He make adjustments, and he just run the whole show. He run the show like a quarterback supposed to run the show.
You think your plates on film? Can you tell how big he is?
You see him slanging guys off of him left and right. I mean, you could tell how big he is, definitely.
I think he just keeps getting better. I think, you know, last year still wasn't, you know, a part of his game where you just say he was bad at. I just think he just keeps getting better. He's able to throw the ball down the field, really anywhere on the field. And then I think what really makes him good is, you know, he's mobile. He can escape the pocket. He can escape and run or escape to throw the ball. And I think everyone already knows he's a very, really smart guy back there.
They have a lot of talent over there. Obviously, T.Y. had a great game last weekend. He's a dynamic football player. He's fast. He's quick. He has good hands. He makes a lot of things happen after the catch. So he's a guy that we're just going to have to understand where he's at on the field, how they're trying to get him the ball, along with all those other guys, Donald Brown, Felina, Brazil, all the other guys on the outside. Those guys are fast guys, guys that are playmakers, guys that can hurt you if you don't understand where they are on the field. So we'll take it one day at a time.
It shows a lot for that team. And, you know, throughout the season, they've been in a lot of games where they've either had to come back or they played a lot of tight games and won. And so, you know, I think that coming – taken a lot from that. You know, they're a tough team, and they know how to get it done.
The copy we watch is kind of dry. It's not real emotional, so we kind of see their schemes and their techniques and the personnel and that sort of thing. That's kind of what we analyze.
Yeah, they got some athletic corners. They got some safeties that cover ground and they can hit you. I mean, obviously, they got a good front. So, you know, you never know. It's playoff time, so you could get a little spin the dial thing going on here. And we're going to have to be ready for their best because, you know, it's win or go home.
I mean, they do, especially, you know, it starts with Luck. He does a good job of, you know, really not throwing it into coverages and creating a lot of turnovers. And then their guys that are carrying the ball do a good job of holding on to it, not really, you know, having a lot of fumbles and different things like that. So I'm sure it's something that their coaches preach over there, something that they take pride in. You know, obviously as a defense, we always want to turn the ball over and go get it from them. So it'll be a challenge for us this week.
Whatever you see in years past, I think the best way to start this week is to look at what he's done most recently. And he's been playing really well this whole season, and he played really well against Kansas City. And you know, we go into this just from the ground up, that's for sure.
Everybody kind of knows there's a ton on the line here. It's one and done, it could be. So, you know, every play matters. Every second you're in there matters. And, you know, it could be one problem play that costs your whole team. So you never want to be that guy. And so it's just kind of that time of the year where everything amps up in every aspect of the game.
It's going to be good. It's always going good against, you know, not just teammates that I had in college, but guys that I played against. You know, I played against T.Y. in college as well. So it's going to be good. It's going to feel good to see those guys out there on Saturday. But hopefully we come out and we'll handle business.
Most importantly, was it good to watch Auburn lose last night?
Man, it felt good, but it hurt at the same time because we was going for 8 years in the SEC, but it is what it is. Though.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.